Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, all throughout the Euros, we've been over here at the gorgeous Gale 55-55 Morningside. So for those of you, maybe it's a surprise, we're doing some live radio for the next 2 hours. We will also have the Houston Dynamo at Portland game up on the monitors as well. And then we're all getting set later on. You'll see more soccer fans coming in here for the Copa America final from New Jersey. Sold out 75,000 people at MetLife Stadium for Argentina and Lionel Messi taking on Chile. So we'll have some talk around that here today. My name is Glenn Davis. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And this is the Gorgeous Gale in Rice Village. So we welcome you in. If you are out and about on the town, you're driving around, you want to come in? Come in here and join us. 5555 Morningside is the address. Great pub here, real open. Be more soccer fans coming in shortly. Peter will take care of you, him and his staff. We've got ESPN T-shirts to give away over there, if you would like some. So there are some goodies over there. I'm not sure we have one that would fit you, sir, but we could try. Let's just put it that way. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. I want your take on everything. European Championships, Copa America, U.S. Soccer. How do you think they finish the tournament out? At 713-780-3776. We do stream at ESPN975.com, and we will have some guests coming in here tonight to couple of pros from the past. Bill McDonald, who played in the 80s here, coming in to talk about a pro players event that will be around the Dynamo and Toronto FC game. Interviews with Giles Barnes, Lionel Miranda also during this show. Barnes talking about playing in the Copa America and playing against Argentina last year and for Jamaica in this year's version as well. Halftime of the Dynamo Portland game, we'll get a phone call in from Rob Lovejoy, who's one of the Dynamo midfielders. Not available today, but he will provide assessment of the first half. So again, 713-780-3776 is the number. So we'll talk about a few topics here. Fourth place finish for the United States in the Copa America Centenario. Now, most had said they weren't even going to get out of the group. How do you position this? Is this a success based on the games the U.S. played? They beat Costa Rica after a poor start against Colombia. They beat Paraguay. They beat Ecuador. So they knocked off two South American teams. They knocked off Costa Rica, who had a wonderful World Cup, who's not been the same since. They lost twice to Colombia, including in the third-place game, and they got absolutely ripped apart in every facet of the game by Argentina. Despite the fact, we do have to condition it, three U.S. starters not available. I had picked Argentina 3-0 in that game over the U.S. So what is the takeaway to you, the U.S. soccer fan? Is this a sign of progress that the U.S. end fourth in this tournament? And by the way, I'm just going to condition this with success is not merely judged by results and results only. So is it a success? 713-780-3776. U.S. soccer fan, have an opinion. Show me you're out there. Mexico got thrashed by Chile 7-0. In the knockout phase, in the quarterfinals. So what does that mean to you, the Mexico fan? Is it just a bump in the road? A rather big bump, because that was an undressing. Some players stopped playing. So what does that mean to you, Mexico fan? Do you keep on with Juan Carlos Osorio, like the Federation says, and his coaching methodology and his continuing want and desire to tinker? And how interesting is it that both he and Jurgen Klinsmann have both been guys that have kind of strayed away from consistency when it comes to lineups and maybe even in the case of job definition and roles for players? So 713-780-3776. If you were out at the Argentina-U.S. game, it was a spectacle. It wasn't a great night for U.S. soccer fans because in 3 minutes it was already 1-0 Argentina. But if you were there, what were your thoughts? What was your takeaway? Not only the game, but what was your takeaway on that night? U.S. soccer fans there, out in force, the environment. How did you feel about it? And, Gio, I do think we have a soundbite of Lionel Messi's record goal for Argentina, breaking Gabriel Batistuta's record. Let's roll that soundbite now.
Wall is back 10 yards awaiting the strike from Messi. Messi! Messi with a record-breaking goal! 2-0 Argentina, number 55.
Congratulations, Mr. Messi. You are the all-time leading scorer for Argentina.
So there's Lionel Messi, and if you saw it, Houston will be indelibly etched in Argentine soccer history because Lionel Messi's remarkable free kick on that night, well, that ended up breaking the record that Gabriel Batistuta had currently held. So it's not Maradona. It's not Gabriel Batistuta anymore with the goal-scoring lead for Argentina. And by the way, you need to look at the amount of games it took for Batistuta to score 54 goals. It was 70-something games. In the case of Messi, it's over 100. So when you think about what Batistuta did and the amount of goals he scored for Argentina to have the all-time lead, it's pretty impressive. All right, so Argentina-Chile today, do you care to predict? And is this all about the destiny of Lionel Messi? I'm picking Argentina over Chile today. I think it's going to be close, but I think Messi's not going to get denied. Argentina has not won a trophy since 1993 in the Copa America. Think about that. A soccer nation of this ability that produces and exports soccer players all over the world has not won a major title since 1993, to show you how difficult it is. Got to the World Cup final in Brazil. Got beat by Germany and Mario Götze. So is this all about Lionel Messi destiny? It is a repeat of last year's final. Last year it was held in Chile. It's not every year, but since it's the 100-year anniversary, it was played here in the United States. It's been a huge moneymaker. It's broken all attendance records. And there's even some talk of the Copa America continuing on here traditionally in the U.S. I could see it from a financial standpoint. I don't see it from a history standpoint. I think the tournament began in Uruguay. So what is it about tonight? Lionel Messi's destiny. Does it turn into a war and a combative match? I'm sure there's going to be a lot of that. My interest comes in, can Chile get pressure on the Argentine back four? Something you did not see in the semifinal with the U.S. Can you force them to defend a little bit? Because if you're a defender, especially a center back for Argentina, it's a beautiful thing. Your team has possession the majority of the time. And it's really about what you do without the ball if you're a central defender for Argentina. 713-780-3776 is the number. Two great goalkeepers in this one also. Claudio Bravo of Chile, Sergio Romero of Argentina, whose feet are exceptional. So we'll see. So we'll take some thoughts on Argentina-Chile tonight, who you predict gets the win. Euros today, Germany 3-0 over Slovakia. Boateng from long range, Mario Gomez, and Julian Draxler. Draxler had a great game, setting up one of those goals, scoring one of them. Germans and Germany find a way to revive strikers. If you remember, Miroslav Klose, who's now the all-time leading goal scorer in the history of the World Cup, was revived. He wasn't even starting for his club team. He was brought into Germany in Brazil and scored goals for the Germans. Mario Gomez now, who has not played for Germany for a couple of years, brought back by Yogi Löw and has scored in two consecutive games now. So Germany 3, Slovakia 0. Germany will play the winner of tomorrow's Italy-Spain game. So the one side of the bracket is, in my opinion, far more difficult than the other. France 2-1 over Ireland today. The Irish making a nice push, had a 1-0 lead at halftime. Brady with the goal, and then Antoine Griezmann scoring twice for France in the second half. So the host nation would advance as well. Tomorrow, England will play Iceland. Well, the English with a great draw. Not that they're going to overlook Iceland, but it's a great draw. So again, your opinion on the Copa America Centenario, the European Championships, the Dynamo are underway now in Portland right now on ESPN2. So we have an eye on that as well. And as always, we do thank our sponsor, The Gorgeous Gale, here, and other sponsors, Bar Munich, Richmond Arms, King's Head Pub, 7-Up, Danish Inspirations, Contemporary Furniture, the Daspit Law Firm, Amigo Energy, and the Houston Dynamo, as well as the Next Level Soccer ID Camp. There are recruiting camps, one coming up July 16th and 17th for girls in Katy, Texas. Now, this is open to all high school age players, from freshmen to seniors. You'll have coaches from colleges from around the country, including Brown, Air Force, Holy Cross, Trinity, UNC Charlotte, a number of different places. So if you want the opportunity to play in front of these coaches, it's nextlevelsoccerid.com. nextlevelsoccerid.com. It's run by University of St. Thomas head coaches Dan Balaguerra and Nick Bajarekovic. Again, it's out in Katy. It's for the girls now on July 16th through 17th. All right, we'll continue on here. Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside. If you're out and about on the town, Glenn Davis out here. We're doing live radio here up until the Copa America final between Chile and Argentina. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more. We'll take a 7-Up break here from 5555 Morningside. It's the Gorgeous Gale.
Your home for Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside. If you're out and about on the town, we have the Houston Dynamo Portland game on right now. We're doing live radio, and we will be prepping you for the Copa America final, sold out at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. That will start at 7 o'clock. It'll be on the air here on the big screen at the Gorgeous Gale here on Morningside. What an amazing matchup this is going to be, Argentina and Chile in this final. They met in the Copa America final last year. They'll do it again. Lionel Messi and Argentina, I think, are the more rested team coming into this. And I do think it's Messi's destiny. And at the end of the day, this is not going to be an easy match for either of these teams. Eduardo Vargas has 6 goals for Chile. He's leading the tournament, by the way, bagged 4 against Mexico. Arturo Vidal with 2 assists. Alexis Sanchez, these are big names for Chile. Claudio Bravo in goal. Refereeing crew is a full Brazilian crew for that final, which I find very interesting, at MetLife Stadium. So that's kind of the roll call we have here today. We'll roll some interviews as well with Giles Barnes, who played in the Copa America Centenario for Jamaica. We will also have an interview with Lionel Miranda, and at halftime of the Dynamo Portland, which the Dynamo have been threatening here in the early minutes. Putting a pretty good press on here as I'm looking up at the monitor here to start this game out in Portland. The Dynamo clearly need 3 points under Wade Barrett. Have picked up a point in their last 2 road games, but they got to get some winning results here at some point. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. A quick moment here for John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and his firm, personal injury attorneys. DaspitLaw.com, 713-588-0383. Boat, car, motorcycle accidents, industrial, construction, plant, refinery. Doesn't matter what it is, you need a hard-hitting attorney. It's the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-588-0383. All right, the United States went out and played in the third-place game yesterday in Arizona. They went down 1-0 to Colombia. We do have some sound from Jurgen Klinsmann, so we'll go back to producer Gio in studio. Let's run some of the Jurgen Klinsmann sound after the United States 1-0 loss in the third-place game to Colombia.
This is what we always say. We want to kind of empower the players. We want to empower them to take things in their own hands and make it happen. And getting in the final four of such a huge competition here is a wonderful achievement, and they should be very, very proud of themselves.
So that's Klinsmann on the achievement of getting to the semifinals. But were you left a little bit empty after the 1-0 loss to Colombia? Very even game, in my opinion. Colombia wins it on a magical moment and a magical run and sort of a ridiculous scoop pass from James Rodriguez. But if you're a U.S. soccer fan, how do you feel after that game? I felt a little empty, despite the fact that there was a much more competitive U.S. The U.S. looked in awe, looked very nervous of Argentina in the 4-0 beatdown. Against Colombia, the U.S. had that edge back. And you know why they had the edge back? They had the edge back because, strictly, the return of Jermaine Jones, the return of Bobby Wood, and the return of Alejandro Bedoya clearly showed us that those three players were missed dearly against Argentina. Would it have changed anything in the result? I don't know. Would the U.S. have been more competitive? Yes. If you watched closely against Colombia, it was only 5 minutes in before Jermaine Jones kicked James Rodriguez and decided to send an edge. So for all of you U.S. fans that are bagging on Jermaine Jones and saying he shouldn't be a part of the U.S. national team, you're kidding yourselves. And for all of you who are bagging on Clint Dempsey and that he should be moved on, you're kidding yourselves. Those are the two guys in the U.S. that have more edge than anybody. And that edge and attitude was needed against Argentina. It was sort of reclaimed against Colombia. A couple of hit posts. Bobby Wood hit a post. Cuadrado hit a post against Argentina. So the artist Petiri's here. We're going to probably talk to him a little bit about art and soccer. You want to do that, Petiri? We can do that. He's not even listening to me. I'm giving him free promotion here. He's 5 feet away from me. He's not even listening to me. I just said we're going to talk about your art in a little bit. He said thank you. Thank you, Petiri. Nice to see you, buddy. He's got some very cool artwork that's out here as well, so take a look at that. We have ESPN T-shirts over in the corner. Two young ladies over there doing hard work in promotion. So if you want some ESPN goodies, you can head over there. Later on, we'll have Bill McDonald in here, played professional soccer here in the 80s with the Houston Dynamos, a former teammate of mine. He's going to talk about the August 13th Toronto FC match, which is going to honor past pro players and pro teams, and it's going to be pretty interesting with the Houston Stars of the 60s, the Houston Hurricanes of the 70s, the Dynamos of the 80s, and the Hotshots of the 90s. At halftime, they're going to honor some of the former pro players, so that'll be a nice night. People are going to come in from different parts of the country. Beto DeSantos likely coming in, players like that. 713-780-3776. Gio, let's run some more Jurgen Klinsmann sound again after the U.S. We were hopeful they were going to end up third in this Copa America, which would have been historic, but in the end, it was 1-0. That was the difference, Colombia earning third place. So here's more from Jurgen Klinsmann, the U.S. manager.
I think what they really take out of this game is that if they raise the level of commitment, aggressiveness, and awareness on the field, if they go the tempo with these teams, if also they have the tactical awareness and the discipline, you know, to be very kind of compact, and out of that compactness then play that game going forward, all these kind of topics that we talk since 5 years and try to improve since 5 years, if they do that, then they know they can compete with these guys.
So Jurgen Klinsmann talking about compactness, competitiveness, all those types of things that I thought we already had that. as U.S. soccer. I thought we were already pretty organized. I thought we were disciplined. I thought we already had all that stuff. I thought those were our strengths. That's what we're told, how competitive the American soccer player is. I thought it was the technical side of the game, maybe tactically, where we need to advance in order to narrow the gap. So that was what Jurgen Klinsmann was saying. Now, remember, he was hoping to kind of change the soccer culture in the country. It doesn't seem like that really is happening. I think that's only going to happen in the future when player development matures and begins to get pushed forward by the pro clubs in this country, including the Houston Dynamo here locally. It's on them. It's on them to get it done. That's the bottom line. So the investment has to be there, getting younger players in environments that are more professional, that are more challenging, I think in the future is going to be the key. More from Jurgen Klinsmann. There was more sound from him. Gio, let's roll more sound from Klinsmann.
I gave the whole team a huge compliment in the locker room after 6 weeks being on the road. You know, to pull up a performance like that in a meaningless third place game in a certain way is, I think they deserve a huge, huge compliment.
So the third place game against Colombia was up and down, right? It was a pretty even game. Colombia wins it on a magical moment. Does that exemplify or sort of validate just that one scintillating moment that Colombia pulls off to get a result? And no, we don't have a Jaime Rodriguez with the United States. We don't have that type of a playmaker. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776, the number to call in. We're talking U.S. national team, fourth place in the Copa America. What does that mean? Has to be positioned as successful from a results standpoint. You beat Costa Rica, Paraguay, Ecuador. Has to be positioned as a success. Is it progress? But is success just merely judged by results? I mean, we are results-oriented. Have an opinion. This is your team. 713-780-3776 is the number. We did see the difference of a U.S. with Jermaine Jones, Alejandro Bedoya, and Bobby Wood. I thought Tim Howard was excellent coming back in goal. And this isn't a slam on Chris Wondolowski, Graham Zuzzi, or Kyle Beckerman. All are great stories in their own right. But Jones, Bedoya, and Wood were just too big of a loss against Argentina. Cuadrado hit a post. Bobby Wood hit a post. The U.S. might have lacked clarity in the final third. Sometimes the attacks were nebulous. I think sometimes Bedoya and Wood and people killed each other's space. Yet the U.S. still had chances. I don't think there's any question. They had chances. Jaime Rodriguez shined for Colombia. And what a decision maker and orchestrator he is. Ability just to get out of tight areas and make plays and make decisions. But Colombia was beatable. And yeah, if we're trying to go as a soccer nation, yeah, we had a good tournament. You should be disappointed, Joe. You didn't win third place. I don't think there's any question. The U.S. attack was heavily leaned towards the right side. Jozy Szardes would come inside. It would allow for DeAndre Yedlin to get forward. But simply, it made the U.S. a little bit more predictable. Orozco didn't get forward, got sent off at the end. Kind of silly, for sure. But that sort of not having that balance of being a threat from the right side of the field and the left side of the field, from a wide perspective, I think, allowed Colombia to kind of narrow the game out from a defensive standpoint. I don't think they were worried about the right side. I mean the left side of the U.S. attack quite so much. So can DeAndre Yedlin get more refined in the future with his delivery? Dempsey hit an amazing free kick. Ospina made a fantastic save. Bobby Wood hit a post. A couple of these chances go in. You know, you're sitting on third place and making history. Pretty even game, though. Colombia skill wins it out in the end. Delivery has to be good, though, because as the U.S. plays bigger soccer-playing nations, your time's getting forward less and less. There has to be quality delivery to give people a chance. I thought Yedlin, you know, times good delivery, times not good delivery. It's got to be a little bit more on the plus side. Jeff Cameron, the former Houston Dynamo, clearly emerging as a leader. I don't think there's any question for the U.S. national team. I think you've got that squared away with the pairing of him and John Brooks at center back. Michael Bradley had a rough tournament, clearly better with Jermaine Jones next to him. So we'll take some thoughts on the U.S.-Colombia. Now, Jermaine Jones, I know many people have bagged on Jones. Do you really want to play without Jermaine Jones, U.S. soccer fan? I mean, I think we have to recognize his influence on the U.S. Sure, he was sent off stupidly. Absolutely hurt us. But at the end of the day, what he's done in World Cups, what he's done for the U.S. national team, he's still an overall influence. His presence, his personality clearly was needed, and that's clearly defined by the fact that all you have to do is take a snapshot of the U.S. in the semifinals against Argentina and the U.S. in the third-place game against Colombia, what he means to U.S., the U.S. national team, Jermaine Jones. And by the way, look what he did to the New England Revolution. His signing got him to an MLS Cup final, took the team over the top. He's in Colorado now. The Rapids are looking formidable right now because of Jermaine Jones being on their roster. And by the way, Colorado's going to get Tim Howard in MLS. And you got to think those two veterans are going to want to do something with the Colorado Rapids. Jones again, 5 minutes in, message sending tackle on Jaime Rodriguez. At that point, you knew the U.S. was going to compete with Colombia. All right, so Dempsey and Jones, still a must for U.S. soccer. I don't think there's any question at all. All right, let's take a break now. We'll come back. We'll run an interview. I got a quick hit on Diego Maradona calling out Lionel Messi. For me, it's all about Diego trying to protect his legacy. You would hope that a guy like that might want to support the Argentine national team as opposed to taking digs at the guy that he feels is probably threatening him. It's kind of sad that a guy would do that, but that's what he does. We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll run an interview with Giles Barnes where he'll talk a little bit about Argentina, and then we'll have Rob Lovejoy of the Houston Dynamo assessing the first 45 minutes of the Dynamo and Portland. He will call in as well. Bill McDonald coming up later to talk about a pro player event with the Dynamo taking on Toronto FC in August. And we have more to come. Gorgeous Gale, 55-55 Morningside. Come on in if you're out and about on the town. We've got ESPN goodies to give away. Great list of beers here. Great food and other things here at the Gorgeous Gale, 55-55 Morningside. We'll take a break. More to come here on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, producer Gio back in studio. Get that to Giles Barnes interview ready here. We're going to go to him in a second. He's going to talk about the Copa America, what it's meant to play in it. Barnes has played in two consecutive Copa Americas with Jamaica last year and this year. So we're going to run that in a second. First, a quick word here for Amigo Energy. Hey, soccer fans, summer's here. It means you have to not just sweat watching your favorite soccer team, but you don't have to sweat your energy bill. Amigo Energy has a solution. It's Amigo Energy Basics 24. You'll get a $50 bill credit. You'll save money. If you're moving, call Amigo Energy. If you're up for renewal, call Amigo Energy and save money. Amigo Energy is a public utility commission, 5-star rated provider. Great rates, great service from Amigo Energy. It's amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Tell them you heard it on the show or call 888-995-9299. If you want to save money, I know people do. Again, it's www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. All right, yesterday I had an opportunity to catch up with Dynamo captain. He is not in Portland with the Houston Dynamo. He's being rested still, was ill, Giles Barnes, so he did not make the trip to Portland. The Dynamo currently in Portland right now, tied with the Timbers at 0-0, but they've had some threatening moments here in the first half. Caught up with Giles Barnes about what it's like to play in the Copa America and against Argentina. Well, Giles, you and I, we ran into each other in the parking lot before the Argentina-U.S. game, and you were there with your brother Marcus, and
We were all excited about this big game with the U.S. and Argentina here that had drawn such a big crowd. How about just some of your thoughts on the overall evening, starting with just the atmosphere, and then take us into the match?
Yeah, for me, it was a great atmosphere. And I was glad I got to go because my brother obviously wanted to really see Messi live. He's a big fan. And, you know, he actually turned around to me and said it's the best game that he's seen live. And as you know, he plays in England and obviously goes to watch a lot of the Premier League games. So I think it speaks volumes for how well the Copa has really done in America. And, you know, obviously the result didn't go as well as you wanted for you guys, but it was still a great spectacle.
When your brother Marcus said that, and by the way, Giles' brother Marcus is in the youth system of Southampton, a very talented young player. When your brother said that, what did he mean by it's the best game I've seen? Because Messi was there, because of the environment, all the above, what was it?
It was all of the above, you know. Messi's his hero, so obviously to see him live, I actually surprised him with the tickets as well. I didn't even tell him. So that was a big part of it. Then to be walking into the stadium and seeing all those people there, the atmosphere from, you know, the U.S. fans and the Argentina fans was insane. And just the overall standard of football, he's obviously never seen an international game live. So I think that's really what surprised him as well.
Giles Barnes joining us here, has played in two straight now Copa Americas for Jamaica. We're going to get into that a little bit with Giles in a minute, but we're still talking the U.S. Argentina match with Lionel Messi breaking Gabriel Batistuta's all-time goal scoring record for Argentina. It happened in Houston. That's a part of history. That was just a remarkable free kick, and to break Gabriel Batistuta's record with a goal of that quality was very Messi-like, I think, Giles.
Yeah, very fitting. You know, arguably the best player in the world. Some people argue he's the best to ever kick a football. So to break a legend like Gabriel Batistuta's record in the manner that he did, it was just so messy. So you're exactly right on there. That's the best free kick I've ever seen, you know, live especially as well. It was just insane. So it was very messy-like, you know, it was a fitting goal as well for someone of his caliber.
You know what was amazing to me on that free kick, Giles? When I saw the wall set up by Brad Guzan and I saw where he positioned himself, everything looked to Messi going over the wall. Mm. And, of course, he would do exactly what you thought, opposite of what you thought he would do.
Yeah, the funny thing is, my brother actually has the whole thing on camera. He said to me, this is going in, he's going to reverse it into the top corner. I said, bro, it's too far, there's no chance. And he said, no, I'm videoing it because I know it's going to happen. And exactly what he said was going to happen, happened. And David Horst can play witness to that as well.
That's awesome. That's outstanding. Let's go back to the U.S. fans, because when I met you, we were kind of getting ready to kind of walk right through. You know, there was red, white, and blue flares going off, people dressed up as George Washington. I think one of the great stories was the passion of the U.S. fan. And, yeah, sure, so many people were there to see Messi. But, man, I'll tell you, the U.S. support was fantastic. And I just think it continues to show the growth of the game here in this country and the growth of our supporters group.
Definitely. You know, I watched the World Cup, obviously, when the U.S. was there. When I was in the U.S. as well. So, you know, I think the Copa had a little bit more of an impact. Maybe it was because I got to go to actually physically watch the game and see the crowds. But for me, it was incredible. Everyone really seemed behind their country. You know, the elation of having Messi in town was crazy. But the passion of the home support of wanting their team to do well was incredible. But then the appreciation of watching a football genius was just insane too. And, you know, the U.S. had a good tournament, and they should be very proud of their team.
Jamaican International, also Houston Dynamo captain, Giles Barnes joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Let's go back to the game. Did you get the sense the U.S. was very nervous and maybe in a little bit of fear against Argentina based on the way they conceded the game's first goal?
Do you know, it's hard when you concede a goal early. You know, what you want to do as a team is, you know, really get the first 10, 15 minutes out of the way and really put pressure on the other team and not have it done to you. You know, that gives the Argentina the ascendancy to go on and really go for the game. So I think it was a little bit hard to recover. And then obviously, you know, with the quality of players that they've got in that team, the way they keep the ball, the way they move the ball from side to side, the one-on-one individual skill, it was always going to be an uphill battle. But, you know, I think the U.S. stuck to their job. They worked hard. They tried to catch Argentina on the counter, which they did a few times. And I was unlucky at times as well, you know. Jassy put in a few good crosses that, you know, weren't very far away from Clint. So I think it was a lot better game for the U.S. than people actually give them credit for. But obviously the result didn't go that way.
That's the killer, though, right? You prepare for this team all week long, and by giving that goal up 3 minutes in, right? I mean, the tactical plan goes out the window.
Of course it does. And, you know, that's the hardest thing, especially conceding a goal that early and then knowing that the caliber of team that you're playing against. But as I said, I actually thought the U.S. gave a good account of themselves, not just in that game, but throughout the whole tournament.
Yeah, well, that's one thing that's not lost on us. It's a semifinal finish for the United States. If they get past Colombia in the third-place game, this will be the greatest ever Copa America run for a United States team. And coming third behind Argentina and Chile is not something to, you know, not be respected. So here's what I'm saying. I'm saying the Colombia game, Giles, is huge for the United States for a number of reasons. That's the number one reason. They can make history. Number two, I would have to think these players are chomping at the bit to reverse the Argentina kind of game, which, let's be fair, was an undressing. And then number three, it's a way to tag a great tournament for yourselves in a very positive way with your fan base and others. Do you agree?
I completely agree with you. You know, if they can snag third place, that'll be an incredible achievement. To be finishing above, you know, the teams like Uruguay, Colombia, you know, it would be incredible. And obviously to come just behind Argentina and Chile, that's no small feat. They're two powerhouses in world football. So the USA would have a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, and of course, we're doing this interview. That result has already come in based on us doing this interview here on Friday. So we already know what the result of that game was and if the U.S. became third or not. Let's talk about your experiences with Jamaica and playing in two straight Copa Americas. Now, you've played twice against Uruguay. You've played against Paraguay, Argentina, Mexico, and Venezuela. I mean, incredible experiences. Let's first talk about when you played against Argentina in Chile. And just take us into Argentina, the thought process in playing against a team like this, how they play the game, where and how they press. Just take me into the thoughts that Giles Barnes has being on the field with these guys.
You know, on the field with some of your idols, these are players that you're watching week in, week out, perform at the highest level. So, you know, to be on the same pitch as a Messi, a Higuain, Di Maria, Mascherano, you know, you can go through the whole team. It was an incredible experience and a really humbling one. As we prepared, you know, by then we'd already lost the first two games, so we knew it wasn't going through. So for us, it was just to give a good account of ourselves, you know, to stay defensively well in our shape and, you know, to try and use our athleticism to counter. But they ended up beating us 1-0. But, you know, the experience of playing in that, and it was my first Copa America, was just incredible.
How about how they function as a team, Giles? I mean, obviously all the movement, the interchanging, the mobility, an orchestrator with the quality of these players and Messi and all. But just how about when you're on the field with them, the amount of communication amongst them? Do they talk a lot? Take us into a couple of the details that, you know, you kind of thought by being out there and competing against Argentina.
And you know, the thing was, I think we were so focused on ourselves defensively that we were shouting and barking orders. You didn't really hear from them too much. I think they're so well rehearsed in what they need to do and where they need to be and the angles and just their football brain. And they really know how they're almost on telepathic waves with each other. You know, you could stop them going down one side. They chop back, go to the other side. Then Messi's in a hole free of space And we've been spending our whole time talking about cover here, left, go right, drop a little bit. But the little genius finds himself a little space, a little pocket of space, and he's in, and they're off. And then you've got Higuain coming in the inside. You've got Di Maria belting down the outside. Rojo was going down the outside. You know, Mascherano was just sitting there orchestrating the play from the back. So there was so much going on. I think their training must be on a different level. And obviously, these are top players. They're the best players in the world. So when you put all the top players in one national team, they obviously know what to do. Good players can play with good players.
Unbelievable. How about some thoughts on Messi when he's on the field? Does he talk much? Sure doesn't seem like it.
I don't know what he does on the pitch. I'm still trying to figure it out. He finds so much space. He pops up in the left-back position, right-back position, left wing, central midfield. Anywhere to get him on the ball is and it's dangerous. You can't shut your eyes off of him because he's popped up at left back, because he can pop the ball over your head. He can take you on 1v1, 2v1. So you always have to be aware of exactly where he is, and never think that just because he's getting the ball in the position that's not in front of goal that he's not dangerous, because he is.
Giles, that way he sort of slaloms and changes direction, because he's got this low center of gravity, and it's just, to me, it's remarkable how he changes directions, how quickly he stops and starts. What was it like being up close and personal to that?
It's like a blur. You know, you actually think that he must have no kneecaps, because he can literally run at you at 100 miles an hour, stop, change direction, cut you, and see the pass all at the same time. You know, his brain level with a footballer is just so insane compared to anything else. It's really incredible to be a part of, you know. And obviously I got to see him again the other day, and he still doesn't miss a beat. He just seems to be getting better and better.
Uruguay, you guys played Uruguay, you played Paraguay also in that group, so that was a tremendous experience for Jamaica. Let's go to the Mexico game in this tournament. As we continue on here, and, you know, I watched that game and I said, my God, you guys created incredible chances against Mexico. And I thought to myself going forward that you guys might have put the red flag up out about Mexico. You proved that Mexico, you could create chances against Mexico, and you guys certainly did that. I mean, you had three or four wonderful chances. You had a penalty that wasn't called. How about a few thoughts on the game against Mexico?
Obviously, they dominated possession. But, you know, our game plan, as you know, we're quite an athletic side, and we feel that we've got good players on the ball as well. So it was to be kind of a counter-attacking team and to hit them pretty direct. And I think that's where they struggled, you know, a little bit in behind. But we've got to take our chances in those kind of games. That was the thing that let us down. You know, you said we had three or four chances. That puts us well in the game. But they possessed the ball well. They moved from side to side. Marquez, even though he's not the most athletically gifted, can still pick any single pass he chooses to with either foot. Chicharito was as sharp as a knife. His movement was incredible. But we felt we had a decent game against them, and we felt we was unlucky with a few of the calls that actually happened during the game.
Yeah, when you were in the locker room after that game, I mean, are you guys thinking, despite the possession, with the chances that you had, were you guys pretty darn disappointed after that game? Because, man, the chances you created were good chances. They were not half chances. They were clean, clear chances.
Yeah, you know, we did come in disappointed, you know, obviously. That was the second game that basically put us out as well. So it was that bitter disappointment, just, you know, that the tournament was about to end so prematurely. After last year's, you know, really good Gold Cup, we thought we'd have been able to build on it. But it wasn't meant to be. It was obviously a great experience to be a part of. But, you know, in international football, when you're playing with the best players in the world and the best players for their country, you need to be putting chances away to be able to progress.
All right, let's move on and talk a little bit about Chile against Argentina here in a short amount of time, obviously, as this is Sunday. How about some thoughts on Chile, what they did to Mexico, where they are peaking in this tournament? I mean, I think we got two teams that just continually are peaking to this final culmination here where these two great soccer-playing nations are going to do a repeat of last year's Copa America final, which Chile won. But, you know, they're going to butt heads here in the final now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I think we want to take a little bit of credit for their, you know, maybe their wake-up call, because we played them in a friendly before the Copa. And we actually beat them 2-1 in Chile. But they've just gone from strength to strength after that. You know, they were incredible the last few games. Sanchez is razor sharp as well, you know. Vidal is just orchestrating from midfield. They've got good team shape. They've got good team structure. And obviously, I think the momentum's with them as well. They've been a pretty high scoring in all of their games. So I'm really excited to see what the final holds.
Yeah, any thoughts, you know, do you have any thoughts on who you think will win the final or how it might go in your mind?
I never like to bet against the little genius. Even if the team's not functioning well, he seems to be able to pop up with something, so I'm going to go for Argentina.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to think this is Messi's time, and this will be the first Copa America since 1993 for Argentina if they win it tonight.
Yeah, it's been a long time since they've had Copa America success, and I think he's the guy that's going to bring them the success this year.
Yeah, I think they're tired of coming second in big tournaments now, and Argentina-Chile is going to be fantastic tonight. Giles, what a Copa America experience you've had the last 2 years with Jamaica being a part of this, and here in the United States, it's broken all kinds of attendance records. Thank you for taking the time out to take us into the tournament a little bit.
No, anytime, Glenn. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Houston Dynamo captain, also Jamaican international, Giles Barnes. We'll take a break here at the Gorgeous Gale, 55-55 Morningside.
Your home for Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis is ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Gio, that's upbeat music? What is that? You want to put me to sleep, Gio? My producer, Gio, back there. Come on, I said upbeat. Just kidding. All right, welcome back. We are at the Gorgeous Gale, 55-55 Morningside. By the way, right now the Houston Dynamo in stoppage time of the first half with a 2-0 lead over Portland, seeking their first road win of the year. The Portland Timbers just earning a corner. But this is could be a big piece. Will Bruin and Andrew Wenger, the two goal scorers. Wenger in the 28th, Bruin in the 30th. The Dynamo have yet to win on the road this year. They have drawn twice in their last two games against Vancouver and FC Dallas under the new manager, Wade Barrett. So that's big moments as we welcome you back here again. It's the Gorgeous Gale, 55-55 Morningside. 7 o'clock, it is Chile-Argentina for all the marbles from MetLife Stadium up in East Rutherford, New Jersey. We're prepping for that. We also have a lot of our good friends in the soccer community here. So joining me right now, Batiri the artist here, who does a lot of artwork that is around the sport of football. And, of course, one of our great sponsors, Jan Christensen of Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. All right, first, Batiri, you've got some of your pieces out here that are actually being raffled off. These are really interesting because they are sort of great rivalry sort of canvases with a Boca Juniors maybe against a River Plate or an Argentina against Brazil. Yet the uniforms don't contain a face, arms, or hands of any player. Tell me why.
Well, Hey, Glenn, thank you so much for having me here. So the concept of my paintings is to focus on the uniforms and the colors of the team. So for me, that's the essence of the sport. And sometimes you focus on some certain players every 5-10 years. But for me, the essence is mainly the colors or the jersey that people really want to wear all the time.
So it's the club and the tradition.
Exactly.
That yes. You're really praying and focusing on.
Right, right.
Yeah, so you got some very cool ones over here. You want to enter the raffle to win some of Batiri's... he's raffling off, one of these pieces over here?
Correct. Yeah, we're raffling a print. It is a limited edition print on canvas from either one Argentina against Brazil or the Chile against Peru.
Oh, you get your choice?
Not yet.
You're not sure which one it is?
No.
Okay, one of them will be raffled off. You can get more information about Batiri and his paintings at Batiri.com. It's Betiri.com. All right, correct. On to Jan Christensen. First of all, Jan, I'm sorry that Denmark is not in the Euros, but neither is the Netherlands. So, you know, some great nations didn't make it. How about your thoughts on the Euros so far?
Well, the thoughts, I must admit, I've been a little disappointed in some ways that there's been a lot of fear, the playing very tactical and trying to get the point, and I think the third place position was good and bad, because a lot of people play tactically. Like Portugal, they haven't won a game yet in regular time. I mean, they've had 4 draws, you know, and 3 draws in the and just to go on. So everybody knew that 3 points could possibly make it, or 4 points. So it was good or bad for that. But it should pick up now when the big boys start tomorrow with Italy, Spain, and, of course, England against a giant Iceland.
Hey, don't be bagging on Iceland Ronaldo now.
No,
Ronaldo made a mistake doing that.
No,
don't bag on Iceland.
I said a giant. They are giant for that smaller country.
Let me tell you, they will give England a difficult game tomorrow.
Really?
England
yeah.
and Iceland tomorrow, Italy, yeah. Spain. The winner of Italy, Spain has the wonderful task of taking on Germany, who today disposed of Slovakia 3-0. The Irish did well. Our man Peter was pumping the Irish up today. It was a great first 45. Yeah. Everybody's, as always, talking about the Irish fans in the Euros. 713-780-3776. Jan Christensen is Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. Fondren near Westheimer. The best modern contemporary furniture, but has also been a great sponsor of this show, is in the house here at the Gorgeous Gale. See, my sponsors come out and actually come to these live events, which I also like. Argentina and Chile tonight. For you, Jan, is it Messi's destiny tonight to lift the first major trophy for Argentina since 93?
Yeah, it must be his time tonight. I cannot see one. The greatest player to me ever to play the game. If you don't get it tonight, I don't know if you ever will get it. I mean, they have it all. They play great. They seem to have a great team spirit. And Messi is on top of his game right now. So I really think so that my prediction is 3-1 Argentina.
Battiri, how about you tonight? Argentina, Chile.
I think Chile.
Chile?
Me too.
Wow. Vidal, Alexis Sanchez and company, Medel. They're going to get it done against Argentina?
I think so.
You think so? Confident. Because?
They're very confident being champions right now.
Yeah?
I think so, yeah.
It's true. They are the defending champions. This is a repeat of last year in Santiago, Chile. I think it's the dream matchup everybody wanted, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a good match.
I think it's the one everybody wanted. What did you think of the U.S.-Colombia third-place game?
It was good. It was interesting. I don't know if it was more like a rematch of the first game of the group stages, but it was interesting. I liked it.
Yeah, U.S. and Colombia yesterday was Colombia 1-0. What about you, Jan? What did you think of U.S.-Colombia yesterday?
I thought that it could have gone both ways. It could have gone both ways. You know, I thought the
even game, huh?
Yeah, in the second half, I think the U.S. really came out, and the goal was kind of, you know, it could have gone both ways. And I think the U.S. played a good game. I mean, I didn't think they played a great game, but I think they played a good game for what we. And we could see it clearly how it helped to have Johnson back, and I mean, that there was a much more. Jermaine Jones. And there was a little more power in there. As they got three yellow cards the first half hour, I think they were
He kicked Thomas Rodriguez in the first 5 minutes, and that's not something you want to applaud, but what it symbolized, it was a more aggressive U.S. with those three guys that were missing against Argentina. Right. I had predicted 3-0 Argentina against the U.S. Not that that makes me Nostradamus, but no, I just think the U.S. was a little bit... It was a bit tame and in awe and maybe a little bit nervous without those three guys in the lineup. Bobby Wood, Alejandro Bedoya, and then, of course, Jermaine Jones. So that's kind of the way I saw it. I think it was pretty vivid and clear, the importance of those three guys based on the match against Argentina in the semis and then Colombia in the third place game. All right, Battiri, it's battiri.com. Thank you very much. Great paintings, a great artist. He's here at the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside, and, of course, the one and only, the great day, and Jan Christensen, DanishInspirations.com for the best in contemporary furniture. Guys, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. Thanks.
All right, so that's Jan and Battiri. So I think we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to try to get Rob Lovejoy on the phone. The Dynamo right now working on their first road win of the year. We're getting prepared for the Copa America Centenario final from MetLife Stadium. That will air at 7 o'clock right here at the Gorgeous Gale. If you're out and about on the town, come on in, get a beer, a couple of drinks, get some good food, enjoy yourself. People beginning to trickle in here. It's going to be a good night in the world of football, and a great opportunity to come in and join us for a little bit of live radio. Bill McDonald coming up as well, former Houston Dynamos, 1980s. Take a break.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.